صلاة نافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. الله اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدعاء مخ العبادة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected elders and brothers, one of the important features and activities that a believer should engage in is the act of dua. And mashallah, we see it in our communities, generally speaking. The person is going through some difficulty, some challenge. They say, make dua for me. Make dua. So sometimes we just need to remind ourselves with regards to the impact and the power this weapon of the believer, as mentioned in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that this dua is the weapon of the believer. So it is important for us to understand the kind of, if we may say, ammunition that we have. And the person has got the ammo, but he doesn't know how to use it. So we have to understand, first of all, how we need to be using it, so that we can maximize the impact and the benefit of that ammunition. So this dua which Allah Ta'ala has blessed the believer with, it's extremely powerful. And we should have firm conviction that when we make dua, our duas will be accepted. In fact, it is mentioned in one narration, and I'm just giving the gist of that hadith, that a person's dua can be accepted in a few ways. And in one way is Allah Ta'ala gives you exactly that which you are asking. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you something better. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you in the sense of something better. That means the person, for example, was asking for a car, and Allah ta'ala didn't give him the car, but there was some hijacking that was supposed to take place, and he would have been injured, and Allah ta'ala averted that calamity. So that was better than him receiving that vehicle. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the narration, Allah ta'ala keeps that dua for the hereafter. So now it is mentioned in the hadith, in the gist of that hadith, that when the person will go to the akhirah, and Allah, it will be mentioned to him that this is the bounty that you have been given, this bounty. He'll say, in lieu of what have I been given this bounty? So then it will be said to him that, do you remember on a certain day you made a certain dua? Allah, in lieu of that dua, has given you, for example, this palace in Jannah, or this tree in Jannah, or some bounty or the other in Jannah. It is mentioned this person will make the statement that, how I wish that none of my du'as were accepted in the world, and in fact it was kept for me in the akhirah. When the person will see the bounties of the akhirah, then he will understand that the bounties of this world were absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing in comparison to the glitter and the glamour and the bounties and the embellishments and the beauty of Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala enter us all into Jannah without any hisab, kitab, without any reckoning. So, the first important thing is that when a person is making dua, the person should have that firm conviction that his dua is being accepted. Like sometimes you find a person will say, no, Mauli Sahib, you make dua for me. I'm a sinful person. Where my duas are going to be accepted? People sometimes make these statements. Where is my duas going to be accepted? So then the response to that is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of shaitan, of Iblis, at the time when he was being rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know the verses of the Quran Majid, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمِ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. He rejected, he refused to obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even in that condition, he made dua, رَبِّي أَنْظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبَعْثُونَ. Oh Allah, give me life till the day of Qiyamah. He made dua. And Allah accepted the dua of shaitan, of Iblis. So if Allah Ta'ala could accept the dua of Iblis, why will Allah not accept our duas? So we should have firm conviction that Allah is listening to us. And Allah says in the Quran Majid, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ, your Rabb says, أُدْعُونِي, make dua to me. أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will answer your dua. I will answer your dua. So first of all, a person should have conviction that Allah Ta'ala will accept the person's dua. Then of course the person should not be asking of, you know, in his dua for something which is impermissible. Obviously if the person is asking for something impermissible, then that dua will not be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm just mentioning a few, there are many, we don't have time to go into so much of detail. The other important thing is that the person should be, his source of income should be halal. If the person has been, you know, nourished by haram, or the person's clothing is haram, as it is mentioned in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rubba ash'atha aghbara yutilu safar yamuddu yadayhi ila as-sama ya rab wa mat'amuhu haram wa mashrabuhu haram wa malbasuhu haram wa ghudhiya bil haram fa anna yustajabu lah. Or kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa gives the example of a person who is in a very pitiable condition, disheveled hair. He has gone through a lengthy journey. And he raises his hand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, ya Rab, oh my Rab, oh my Rab. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, his food is haram. His drink is haram. His clothing is through haram sources. How can his dua be accepted? So we also need to ensure that the food that we are eating is halal. And when we say the food that we are eating is halal, yes, it must be from a halal outlet. But sometimes the food can be from a halal outlet, but the source of income is haram. The person did somebody down, or the person stole the item. The person went into the shop and he stole that chicken. And he's got a stamp on it. So he says, it's halal, halal chicken. But he stole the item. So although the chicken is halal, he got it in a haram way. So unfortunately, that too, unfortunately, will become a obstruction and an obstacle from that person's dua being accepted. So we also need to look at our earnings and ensure that it is through halal sources. If the person, of course, has, you know, whatever it may be, the person committed some sin, make abundant tawbah and istighfar, and if it involves the rights of any person, then a person should make an effort to try and fulfill those rights. Make an intention that I will try and fulfill the rights of that person whose rights have been taken. In another hadith, it is mentioned that when the person is making dua, that person who is heedless in his dua, that dua is also not accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, when we are making dua, we should be learn to be focused in that dua. We are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just as by way of inspiration, I will give you two examples that we heard from our late Moinus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And mashallah, the ijtima that took place recently too. So it ties up with that. We may have heard of the personality by the name of Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali, who is known to have initiated this work of Dawat and Tabligh in South Africa. So Moinus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and I heard this story directly from Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. He said that Haji Sahib had returned from India, and that time when a person returned from India, then he was regarded as a alim. It was just taken that this person is an alim. So a program was held in the Grey Street Masjid in those days. I'm talking about in the early, you know, the 60s or 70s or whatever it may have been. So the program was held there, and Moinus Sahib said they actually wrote on the board, Maulana, you know, and he put the name after the Isha Salah program will be delivered. So Maulana Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that the masjid was packed to capacity. And the Grey Street Masjid, mashallah, is a big masjid. Haji Sahib was a personality who was not really a speaker. He wasn't an orator. In fact, he would stutter when he would speak. Sometimes he would struggle to hear his speech. So now, Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah says, now he's trying to deliver that talk and people are not really understanding. But he's pleading with the people thereafter, and he's making the tashkil that now who will join me? Now first time, somebody is asking for people to join them to go from one masjid to the other. And Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah says, nobody's standing up. No one. So Maulana Rahmatullah says that it was our holidays had just started in school. And he said, I thought to myself, there's a man who's asking for help. He's asking for help. We need to help him. So he said, I stood up. So Moinus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, we can safely say, was the first person in South Africa, mashallah, to give his name to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Maulana Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that they went from there by train, by taxi. They went to the north coast. They stayed in, Maulana particularly mentioned the Amzinto Masjid. So he says, now we stayed in that Amzinto Masjid. First time now he's sleeping in the masjid. He said, I'm only thinking about jinnat. Every noise, every sound, I'm thinking of some jinnat. He said, I couldn't sleep the whole night. But he said, the amazing thing was that at about 3 in the morning or so, Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali got up quietly, made his wuzu, performed his tahajjud salah. After performing his tahajjud salah, he says, Haji Sahib cried in his dua from then right till the time of Fajr. Maulana Rahmatullah says that I have never in my entire life heard anybody crying like in such a manner in dua as did I hear Haji Sahib. And he said he was making dua for the ulama, for the madrasas, for the darul ulums, for deen, for ulama to come to this country. And he said, Alhamdulillah, my name too got mentioned in that dua. Subhanallah, look at the fruits of those du'as. The fruits of those du'as, mashallah, we find that so much of effort and so much of, there's such a revival of deen that had taken place thereafter. And today even we see the jamaats moving from one place to the other. And mashallah, you saw the ijtima and the kind of crowds that were there. That person who started it, that sincerity and that du'a. Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah himself was a person. He would say very often, He would say, I survive on du'as. I survive on du'as. And he was a heart patient, so sometimes you would see he was going through some pain or the other. And he would say that somebody's du'as. Somebody's du'as that's keeping me alive. In fact, Hazrat Rahmatullah, it was the 10th of Muharram. And whilst delivering the talk, he started getting severe pain. He said he was standing. So then he decided to sit down. And then as he was sitting down, the pain started intensifying. Then he went to the mimbar. He thought to himself, then what a Mubarak way to pass away. Inshallah, on the mimbar I'll go. And in that condition, he had a heart attack and collapsed. And there was absolute chaos in the masjid. And then, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala made it such that he survived to benefit so many people thereafter. And eventually, Hazrat passed away of a heart attack. But how did he pass away? He used to say that I survive on du'as, the du'as of people. One person mentioned, just the other day, somebody came to the office and he mentioned to me this incident. He said, I was going through some severe financial crisis. And I came to Maulana and I asked for du'as. So Maulana phoned me and told me, come and meet me at home. So he said, I came. And Maulana said, look, somebody came and gave me this envelope. I don't know what's inside, but just take it and go. So he said, I went in the car. And he said, I opened the envelope. And there was 23,000 rand in that envelope. He said, I sat at that steering wheel and I cried and I cried. And I made such du'as for Maulana. He didn't even know how much was inside. He just gave it. And in that way, Maulana Rahmatullah used to say that, take the du'as of people. Find a spot in the person's heart that person gives du'as from the bottom of his heart. And Maulana would take du'as from Muslims too and non-Muslims also. Maulana used to say when the people would come selling the brooms, they would have an entire, you know, whole lot of selling. Maulana would ask how much and find out the price of that entire stack, and then he would give a little more and said, this poor woman is going to go house to house. She's trying to earn a livelihood. Imagine what time she's going to reach home. At least today she can go home a little earlier and prepare some food for her family and enjoy the rest of her day. So, Maulana Rahmatullah would take du'as from people and he would survive on du'as. And his du'as, if you really sat in one of his programs and you listen to the du'as, he taught, many people would say that Maulana taught us how to make du'a. He taught us how to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is said that how you live, that is how you will pass away. That is how you will die. And Maulana Rahmatullah, he passed away whilst raising his hands in front of Ka'batullah Sharif. And he passed away in that condition. So therefore, it is a lesson for each and every one of us that learn to make du'a. And not only for yourselves. Make du'a for your children. Make du'a for your progeny. Make du'a for the neighbor. Make du'a for our community. Make du'a for everyone. And find an opportunity to make du'a. Even if we're not sitting down and making du'a, the person is walking at that time. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we have a constant connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Better connection than even our cell phones. You see, the cell phone is always connected to the nearest tower. So the believer too, we have a direct connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep on making du'a. Keep on making du'a. Therefore, we make du'a that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability and tawfiq to implement this quality of du'a in our lives. And to take du'as from others. Inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa isam zikrullahi. Recite Durud Sharif. Allahumma salli ala
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناءنا عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وذم وخطيئة وعورة Oh Kareem Allah, Rahim Allah, most forgiving, loving, caring Allah, Ya Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are not justifying any sin that we may have committed, Ya Allah. It is the night of Jum'ah, Ya Allah. In this gathering, Ya Allah, we beseech you, Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive our major sins, minor sins, those sins which you committed knowingly, unknowingly in the light of day, darkness of night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, purify our hearts. Ameen Musaffa, Mujalla, Muzakka, Dil Ata, Farma. Give us clean, purified hearts, Ya Allah. Make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, give us the ability and the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to make abundant du'as, deep-hearted du'as, Ya Allah, whereby we can draw from your unlimited treasures, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, fulfill all our good desires, Ya Allah, our good aspirations, Ya Allah, our needs, Ya Allah. Whatever challenge, difficulty we are going through, Ya alleviate it, Ya Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifa, Ya Allah. Those who are going through financial challenges, Ya Allah, you provide for them, Ya Allah, from your unlimited resources, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, Ya Allah. Alleviate the suffering of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially, Ya Allah. In Gaza, Ya Allah, have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. Strengthen them, Ya Allah. Strengthen their hearts, Ya Allah. Strengthen their resilience, Ya Allah. Allah, make a way out for them, Ya Allah. Allahumma ajjil bi nasrihim, Ya Qawiyyu, Ya Aziz. Ya Allah, we know that this world is a place of trial and tribulations, Ya Allah. But, oh Allah, how long, Ya Allah, are they going to go through this trial and tribulations, Ya Allah? Allah, send down your help upon them, Ya Allah. Send down your nusrat upon them, Ya Allah. Allah, send down, Ya Allah, victory to them, Ya Allah. Allah, restore Masjid al-Aqsa to the hands of the Muslimin, Ya Allah. Allah, give us the realization, Ya Allah, that when you listen to the du'as, Ya Allah, it does not necessarily mean that it will be answered immediately, Ya Allah. We learn that Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wa salam made du'a for 40 years until he saw, Ya Allah, the fruits of that du'a, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we know that you have a system, Ya Allah. Your system, Ya Allah, is beyond our understanding, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, give us some comfort, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, comfort us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, comfort the hearts of the Muslimin, Ya Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah.
Oh Allah, Oh Allah, Thee, Ya Allah, this country, Ya Allah, protect it from the hasad of the hasidin, Ya Allah. From the schemes and the plots, Ya Allah, of those who are plotting against this country, Ya Allah. Stabilize this country, Ya Allah. Restore the security and safety of this country, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Ya Allah, take us all to Haramain Sharifain again and again, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask and beseech of you all the goodness that the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khair. Ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli shar mastaada minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillah.